You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario since 1922. Find us on Instagram and Facebook at CFRC Music. Coming up in this special community takeover of our airwaves, we're talking and spinning tunes with Patty, Aaron, and Kevin from Ryandale Transitional Housing. Ryandale is a registered not-for-profit charitable organization that has been supporting the Kingston homeless population for more than 40 years and began as the Ryandale Shelter for the Homeless. Ryandale provides a sober living space for homeless men. It does not discriminate against past drug use, mental illness, or time spent in prison. Residents spend up to 1 year learning life skills, healing from trauma and/or addiction, and overcoming the obstacles that led them to become homeless. With Ryandale's help, people can reduce their risk of relapsing and improve their chances of staying housed.
Today on our community takeover of the airwaves, we have a few members here of the Ryandale Transitional Housing. Do you want to introduce yourselves?
Sure. I'm Patty. I'm the operations director for Ryandale.
My name's Aaron. I'm a volunteer with Ryandale, and I also work for a local treatment center in Kingston.
My name's Kevin, and I'm an occupant of Ryandale's.
Wonderful. Well, welcome to you all, and thanks for joining us today. To start, can you tell us about the organization? What is Ryandale, and what do you do?
I'll take that one. So Ryandale originally started as a shelter. It was called Ryandale Shelter for the Homeless, and it began in the 80s. And around 2010, 2014, they transitioned to transitional housing. So the shelter closed down and they opened up a house where men who had previously been homeless or were about to be homeless could come and live. We set ourselves apart from some of the other supportive housing and transitional housing in Kingston in that we are an abstinent-based location. So the gentlemen who come to us, they want to learn how to live clean and sober. They might not have addiction issues, they might have physical issues or you know, mental health issues that they're dealing with, but they want to be in a safe space where they don't have to worry about the use of drugs and alcohol around them. So we now have three houses in Kingston, and we have a total of 24 beds, and we have a wait list of about 50 currently. There is a real demand for the safe type of housing that we provide with people who really want to change their lives, and they recognize that drugs and alcohol can be a problem in some areas. So yeah, so that's what we do, and generally our residents will stay with us for 9 months seems to be our average. They can stay longer, a year, a couple years, and especially with the market right now, with the cost of rents, a lot of our guys are on OW, ODSP, CPP, so their income is very limited and can't rent an apartment or even a room for $599. Yeah. And that's the top that people pay us.
Yeah.
We let people stay as long as they need to get stable and to find a good, safe place to go. And we do our best not to have people leave, obviously, if there's some rule breaches or things like that. And sometimes people move in and they say, you know what, this isn't for me. And then we help place them somewhere else where they feel more comfortable. So that's what we do.
You've introduced yourselves and your role, but do you want to tell me, each of you, about what you do with Ryandale?
Sure. So again, I'm the operations director, and I oversee the three houses, the staff. I look for funding, grants and things like that, and do things like this and organize events to promote Ryandale.
Many of the clients from the treatment center I work with, they end up moving into Ryandale afterwards. And I really wanted to become a part of the organization and help out wherever I could. I tend to drop off food deliveries from Lionheart every week and just kind of fit in wherever I can.
I'm an occupant. I had a health event 2 years back and was fortunate enough to be referred to Ryandale. And I can't speak enough about them because it's obviously saved my life and helped me find that safe, affordable, you know, space as we move forward. And without them, I would be lost.
Kingston is notoriously rough for housing in general, and I know that rents keep going up, but ODSP and things like that do not. We'll intersperse some music throughout this episode. You've very generously sent us a great list. So once in a while, we'll just take a pause, just letting our listeners know to add in some of the songs that Ryandale has sent for us. And we'll do a couple of those now. All right, and we are back. This is CFRC with a community takeover with Ryandale Transitional Housing. We have three individuals with us here today. Do you want to talk about what does your organization do? In addition to the housing, obviously, there are a lot of moving parts, I would imagine, behind the scenes.
Absolutely. So say somebody is referred to us and they come in. A lot of times they're not going to have ID. They're not going to have their health card. They're not going to have doctors. So we help them navigate the system. We don't do everything for the residents, but we're there every step of the way to help them. If they need paperwork filled out, if they have back taxes that need to be done, we point them to the resources that they need and we help connect them to those resources. We also do programming. We have budgeting classes, cooking classes. We have gardens now at all three houses. The guys have learned how to can tomato sauce and how to make elderberry syrup and lots of really cool things. The other thing that we do with the residents is we set up field trips. And we've gone to Utilities Kingston tours at the water treatment plant. Water, yep. And we've gone to the Kingston Penn Museum. We've done some garden tours throughout the community. Just going out in the community for some residents can be huge. Mm-hmm. Because depending on how long you've been literally homeless, you might not be used to talking to people out on the street or just navigating a street. Right. People treat those who are unhoused very differently when they see them sitting on the side of the sidewalk. Right. So you have to unlearn that sort of thing. And mm-hmm. so we help them navigate those things. We have a resident advisory committee and we ask the residents what they want to do. And one of the first things that they want to do this year, because it's a very new project that we're doing with them, they're going to do a toy drive. And Kevin could tell us about that.
Thank you. So the toy drive started November 1st, and it's running right until December 10th of 2025. And what it pretty much is that you can bring a new unwrapped toy to one of our three locations, being 146 Clergy Street East, 494 Fieldstone Drive, and 669 Victoria Street. And the toys will be distributed by Loving Hands mm-hmm. in Kingston here and go towards supporting agencies across Kingston.
Yeah. That's one of the resident initiatives that we've just started.
That's fantastic. Obviously, very busy. You talked about the residents, and that's about 24
beds currently.
24 beds. Do you have services for people that aren't looking for housing?
We are looking at other things that we can do in the community. Mm-hmm. One project that a couple of our staff members are currently being trained on something called Rent Smart, mm-hmm. which is going to have classes on renting and their certificates behind that. And we're going to roll it out to our residents come January. But that is something that we may actually open up to the Kingston community as a whole.
Great.
Because I think there's going to be a lot of really good information for anybody who rents. You mm-hmm. know, what are the landlord-tenant rules? What are your responsibilities? And what should you hold your landlord responsible for? And how do you navigate that system if the landlord's not doing what they should be doing?
Right.
So all of those things will be included in that class. So yeah, that's just one of the things that we're doing and we're opening it up. The other thing that we do is Hope Talks. So Hope Talks is a series that we started last year, and we bring in people with lived experience. They've been homeless, they have addiction issues, mental health issues, but they've come to the other side. They're now housed, they own their own businesses in the community, gotten their families back, you know, all of those things, and they come and they share their experience, their strength, and their hope. Mm-hmm. And at first we just did it for our residents. We're currently offering it now to other community agencies to bring their residents and staff to it. And we're looking at hosting something called A Day of Hope. We're looking for funding. I have a few little feelers out there to help us get that going. And the Day of Hope would have speakers all day. And then community agencies can be there with their information to share with Kingston community as well.
Please keep us posted about that.
Oh, absolutely. We'll let you know about everything.
So we're talking with Ryandale Transitional Housing Team and some of the other members there. We're just going to take a break for a little bit of music. We've mentioned the Toy Drive, which is a fantastic initiative. You're working on the Day of Hope. How can people keep up with news about your big events?
Great idea. So we do have a website, ryandale.ca. We are also on Facebook, Ryandale Transitional, and we have a YouTube channel where you can see the Hope Talk series.
Okay.
And you sign into our YouTube and follow us there. And we have a newsletter. So if you go to our website, you'll be able to sign up to get the newsletter. It comes out every month with all of the information about everything that we're doing.
Fantastic. And obviously a lot going on. Erin, do you have anything to add? Any other events that are happening?
Yeah, we're going to be doing a volunteer orientation. And I went through it back in July when I first began volunteering with them. Only an hour. But it just lets everybody know what to expect and the opportunities they have to volunteer with Ryandale.
That was going to be my next question, yeah. Is like, how do people get involved? I imagine that this is a lot of work, 3 different places, 24 beds, the number of people that you're working with. I imagine you need support. So if people hear this and they're like, yeah, I want to help.
I just kind of throw my hat in wherever I can. A lady was working on some things for the benefit concert that we're having on November 15th. And she asked if I could just help out with like a QR code because she wasn't sure how to do that. So, you know, I was happy to help out there.
The benefit concert that would have happened back on the 15th is something that another person, not Ryandale, she took it on herself. She wanted to do it. We have people who do Facebook birthday posts and they raise money through the fundraising on Facebook. If somebody wants to put on an event to help us or just make a donation, they can go to our website and donate there. We're on Canada Helps as well. They can search for us. If they want to get involved with their orientation and actually volunteer, you know, some people rather give of their time, which is fantastic. The actual orientation that's coming up, we'll have one every month. And if you're on our newsletter and on our Facebook page, you'll be able to see when the next one is. And I do try to do it. It is online, so you don't have to leave your house or your job. I try to schedule it around lunchtime so that if you are working, you can take a break and just listen. And the orientation gives you a little bit of history about Ryandale and some of the things that we ask when, you know, we have the volunteer opportunities. It takes a lot of hands to get things done. And we rely on our volunteers like Erin and even the residents. They do volunteer hours, not always with us. Sometimes they do it in the community at some of the food locations. They're always looking to give back, which is amazing.
How many volunteers would you say in general that you have
currently,
at any one time?
Right now, we probably have about 10 current volunteers that we can rely on and we can call and ask. Sometimes they'll help our guys get to their doctor's appointments or, you know, take them to the food bank. Right. To pick up their food. And then sometimes they'll help us if we do any kind of an event as well.
Okay, so it definitely sounds like more hands could be welcome.
Always.
Kevin, you touched on this a little bit, but why is Ryandale or something like Ryandale so important here in Kingston?
For me, I believe they offer services and support like no other. For example, they have case management that's personalized to each individual, and that helps, you know, people achieve goals related to, you know, their employment, their education, or their health. Life skills training workshops. The biggest thing that I've seen most recently, actually, since Patty's started, is she's a visionary, and she keeps everybody in check, you know what I mean? Like, it's refreshing, it's educational, it's necessary, and we all benefit from it. Like I say, they have counseling services, access to mental health programs that I know through my own experience that I would have never known about if it wasn't for Ryandale and, you know, the team that they have there and the volunteers and stuff like that. So, yeah, I mean, they do everything from job assistance, placement. There's a lot of moving parts, as you said earlier, and most days I don't even know how Patty keeps it in check. I really don't, because there's a lot going on all the time.
And it's such an important model. There's so many Band-Aid solutions out there. I appreciate that you're realizing the complexity of the issue, right? Like, it is not one thing that leads someone to this situation. There are many different paths that can take you there, and there are a lot of supports required to get you to the next step. So I really appreciate you coming in. This has been wonderful. Again, can you just mention your website again?
Sure. It's www.ryandale.ca, and Ryan is like the name, RyanDale. And like I said, you can search us and find us on Facebook, on TikTok now. We have our TikTok and we have YouTube. So yeah, we're so grateful that you let us come on and talk about what we do. We're really proud of the services that we offer and our guys. Like, since last year, December of last year, we've helped about 15 gentlemen find actual permanent housing. And a couple are working now. You know, we have a resident who just started a new job. And all of that is about getting them back into, you know, the working world, society, and healing from, you know, the challenges that they've had to face.
So again, if you want to get involved, there are volunteer opportunities. There is a toy drive coming up. There are opportunities to donate financially. So please keep your eye out for some of the fantastic events coming up. Is there anything else that you want to add?
Look out for our big event. We're going to be doing an event with Chinlock Wrestling in February. So there's going to be some notices about that. And it should be a really fun fundraising event that we're going to try out.
One of our DJs here is a now retired Chinlock Wrestler.
Fantastic.
So there are some big wrestling fans here in the studio. So.
Oh, that's awesome. I didn't know that. It's great.
So thank you again, Patty, Aaron, and Kevin, for joining us today. This has been CFRC 101.9's Community Takeover, and we're going to play a little bit more music to end out the show.
Sign up now to take over CFRC's airwaves yourself. CFRC 101.9 FM invites all Queen's University student groups and Kingston community organizations to take over our airwaves. Join us on air for an hour to talk about your student group or community organization, and also present your own playlist of fun music chosen by your team. This is a great opportunity to talk about what your group does, how others can get involved or provide support, any big events your group has coming up, and how to keep up with the latest news about your group. Apply by visiting cfrc.ca/contact and selecting Apply for a Club Community Takeover. This project is made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Meters program.